Alrighty. I remember when I was a little boy telling my mom I'd be good. I'll be good. Can I have a candy bar? I'll be good. Can I have a puppy? I'll be really good if I can have a puppy. I'd like a new bike. I promise I'll take care of it. I promise. Yeah, I bet a lot of people can relate to this. Because they try to be good to get closer to God, or they try to be good so they can get what they want. Here's the thing. Neville taught good, bad, indifferent. No matter what your imagination, the wonderful, divine, human imagination is always working. Right now I'm smoking a free cigar. My buddy, I've never met him. He's a client, he's a reader. We've agreed to disagree on some things. And for some reason he sent me two cigars the other day. Well, about 2 weeks ago. I just got them today. And I'm smoking one right now. Now, here's the thing. This cigar, at the very least, would run me about $70 in Australia. And it's not the best cigar in the whole world. It's yummy. I appreciate it. I'm enjoying it. But for $70, I'd never pay $70 for this. But if I bought it here, I would. I'm drinking a scotch, by the way, as well. So I'm smoking tobacco, and I'm drinking whiskey. And this is a really good whiskey. It's very comparable to one that I love that is $100 a bottle here. And just the other week, I'm in Liquorland, where I tend to stop and chat with my people and buy some stuff. And I told the boss, I said, you know, if the company ever marks this down to $45, I'll buy it by the case. And I just imagined having a win. And I said, you know what, even 50, right? Because it's normally 60. So for some reason, they got this odd scotch that is remarkably like the one that I like that's $100. Normally it's 60. And this week it goes on sale for 50. So I just bought 7 bottles, right? Yeah, I just saved a whole bunch of money, right? So maybe 20%, something like that. So I like this. Free cigar, 20% off on my scotch. The meat that we tend to eat tends to be top shelf meat. At bottom shelf prices, steaks for the price of ground meat. And here's why I mention all this stuff. I know people that they don't drink, they don't smoke, they don't eat meat because they're trying to be good. And you can see this all through the law of attraction land, because you know what? If you drink, it lowers your vibration. Really? God, look, some of the wealthiest people in the world have manifested a tremendous amount of wealth, and they drink and they smoke and they eat meat. And so do I. And I'm not blaming the cigarettes or the cigars or the whiskey. I'm just saying what Neville said is that your desires are divine in origin. Okay, God speaks to man through the medium of his basic desires. So if you desire something, give it to yourself. I imagined up a win on the scotch. Instead of spending $100 a bottle, I'm spending 50. That's pretty good, right? Instead of spending $70 on a cigar, I got 2 free ones today. Didn't spend a dime. There go the dogs. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to notice if you have any tendency to think, if I do good, if I don't drink, if I don't smoke, if I don't eat meat, if I just manifest $1 million just to give it away to everyone else, then it'll be easier. See, drop all that. You came here to know imagination, Neville says. That's our divine purpose, to know imagination. And to do that, give life to your actual desires. And don't bargain. We really nail this ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. Yes, it's a crass commercial. I'm a capitalist. I'm a marketer. I'm a businessman. I love producing things and having impact and making money while doing that. I love changing your lives because I love reading your success stories and sharing them on the website. But here's the thing, guys. You have to give life to your desires. Don't bargain them. I'll be good if you give me a candy bar. I'll be really good if you give me a puppy. God, what's that imply? That implies you have to be good to get something. Or if you're good, you'll get it quicker. Or if you're good, you get closer to God. And here's the thing, good, bad, and different. You can imagine up something lovely. You can imagine up something silly. You can imagine up a curse. And that's all up to you. But I just want you to play more so you can discover it's not a law about the universe. It's the truth about you that sets you free. So if you got some gold today, and by the way, here's your homework. Stop trying to be good. Stop bargaining. I will give up this if you give me that. Oh my God, talk about a hoot. Start giving life to your dreams, to your desires. Use the tools in the toolbox. They're simple. They're fun. They don't require hours of devotion or sacrifice. They actually feel good and they're fun. So use the tools in the toolbox. Go get on that 221 email list at freeneville.com. It's free. You get a daily email from me till one of us dies. On the other hand, easymanifestingmethods.com. We send out a series of 7 videos to you, one a day for 7 days. Really cool stuff. It helps you nail the basics. Another freebie. And if you want to join in the big fun, join us at manifestingmasterycourse.com. It's that 90-day adventure. You get a little lesson every day. It takes about 25 minutes total. And we've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of success stories for you to read. And we want to share yours. Alrighty, I'm going to get back to playing ball with my boys and enjoying this lovely cigar. Thanks, buddy. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.